Welcome, full coverage fam. How are you guys doing this gorgeous day?
We hope you're doing super well.
I am so excited. I feel, you know what's crazy? I feel like we haven't filmed in so long.
When I walked in this room, weird. I said it feels like I haven't been here forever.
Me too.
It's because we traveled.
That's why.
It has to be.
Because I was like, we were here 2 weeks ago. I don't understand why.
What's
it feels
going
like it's
on?
Been a month.
A month. A muck, a muck, a muck.
A muck.
I don't know what's going on, but today we're going to be diving into a couple different things.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be talking about the Amber Heard trial and where we're at now. This is going to be the final week. By the time this airs,
yeah,
they're going to be closing.
It's crazy.
I'm so nervous.
I'm really, really intrigued to know what's like going to transpire.
Because
this.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm not in a position where I can make a guess because I genuinely like don't know which way this could go.
Yeah, same. And the thing is, I think that it's really hard legally. With defamation is just naturally very hard to prove.
It is. It's hard.
So I think
to
that for Johnny, it's going to be a hard just case to win in general. But I think that he's won the public opinion.
Which is case. Part of the reason he did this case for
totally.
Sure.
Totally, totally, totally. So we have that. So we have that as like our main like bulk of it. And we also have a little bit of brand trip tea that happened when we were on the brand trip with Benefit recently that we're like, should we
talk about
mention
it
a little? Yeah.
So hang tight till the end for that.
Yes.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But first, we're going to jump into our peaks and our pits of the week.
Yes. So why don't you start with your peak?
Oh yes, I will start with my pee.
Lauren literally just reset again.
Sorry, I hit the reset button. Oh yes, that's where I'm at today. The podcast. Okay. So me and Ty, when we were on our flights back from the benefit trip, we celebrated on the plane our 7-year anniversary about joining the Mile High Club. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God! I was like, you fucking.
I'm just kidding.
Laura, I literally was like, no, you guys fucking didn't.
I'm just kidding.
Have you ever done that before?
Never.
Why not?
Because I've had a private jet, bitch. I'm not in commercial bathroom. I don't need it that bad.
No, for sure.
Come on, man. I can't wait till we land.
The idea of it is like, nope. Hot. Yes. Nope. I think. The idea of it is like crazy.
Are we using the same bathrooms on the plane? They're horrible.
I know. They're so small, too. How do they make anything happen in there?
It's smaller than a porta potty.
It is. It's
a porta potty's bigger than that.
Tiny in those plane bathrooms. How would you make anything happen?
I don't understand how it goes
down. What did you guys do to celebrate? Like a handy under the blanket?
No.
No. Okay.
I bought all the ingredients because we've never made lasagna before.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And by the way, it's a strenuous process, and I didn't really realize
that. I heard it was too,
but you know, I wasn't sure.
To it.
It's so many layers to it.
Ooh.
And like we homemade like everything.
Wait, that's so cute.
So we spent the night making that, and it's like crazy because we like make all the ingredients, we cook everything after it's cooking, you have to let it set, like stewing for 30 minutes, and then you put it in the oven for 25 covered. Then in the oven for uncovered for 25.
So it's a process.
And then rest for 15. Like we ate at like 8:30. We were like, okay.
So it wasn't DiGiorno.
No.
I'm thinking like it's a pop in.
And I have to say, me and Ty make a pretty mediocre lasagna.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
So it's not bad or it's not good?
I said, this doesn't have a lot of flavor. I followed the ingredients to a T.
Oh my God. She need to add a little bit of spice.
And my mama
made
it. My mom, when she would make homemade spaghetti, she would cook it in her crock pot for the entire day.
Got it.
From morning
till
night.
When it's spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Which I feel like is like a similar genre.
It's very, yeah, totally.
So I know if my mom ever made lasagna, she would have slayed it. But
slayed.
It's hard to do and it tasted all right. But it was a great anniversary.
All that time. For a mediocre morsel.
I ate it last night for dinner as well because there's so much. So I just keep eating it.
You're like, that's you're crying as you're putting it in your mouth, literally.
I made Erin eat some of it and she almost had a stroke.
Because it was bad?
No, because she's dramatic and
she is dramatic.
You know, like if you try to get her to eat something that's not chicken finger.
Yeah.
Chicken fingers and macaroni, that's the reaction. Dude. So me and Ty try to break her because we're like, dude, you're going to meet people. You're going to go to restaurants.
You're
going to
have escargot.
You're going to have escargot when your friends force you on a cruise ship.
Things will happen.
It's lasagna. I didn't make you eat a fish eye.
Exactly.
It was lasagna.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
Ty, what do you think about our anniversary?
It was fun cooking lasagna.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was romantic.
It was very romantic.
I bossed Ty around and tell him all the things.
That's very romantic. That's very romantic, clearly.
That's how this relationship goes.
Yes, yes. I find it offensive I wasn't actually there when it's actually all of our anniversary.
We'll make lasagna with you next time.
Honestly, I'll boss you around it. Too.
Yeah, okay.
Honestly, the best part was making Erin eat the lasagna.
Oh, I bet that was so good.
Yeah.
Piece.
Because she knows, like, if she starts the gagging thing whenever it's a food that's not like a fish
eye. You're going to say, stop.
I'm going to be like, you're not doing that. We're not acting like her baby ways.
The baby ways. I'm like, really, dude?
Like, dude, you're about to go to college.
If you don't want to eat meat, like, I understand, but, like, you're acting like it's the end of the world. And it's not about that she doesn't want to, like, harm an animal. She just doesn't.
She don't care about that.
It's the idea. She doesn't care about the animals. The idea of hamburger meat that just sends her.
It's the meat.
But she'll eat a steak, chicken, shrimp, everything.
Ground beef and it just sends her.
But even then, I'm like, dude, just eat noodles or whatever. I don't know. Like, it's just anytime you get her to do, but I'm just trying to get her to mature.
Get out of her comfort zone.
In those areas.
Totally.
Because there are times when you have to just suck it up and... You know,
we've
eat
been
the
in
meal.
Many,
we made her pretend. I was like, Erin, pretend like you're on a date right now.
That's what we told her.
Your date's mom just made the lasagna and she's watching you take your first bite.
Erin was hysterical, though. She's like, this is so good. I can tell you used a lot of onion. She was being so
it's
funny.
So salty.
Yeah. She was cracking us up, though.
But yeah, it was a good anniversary.
I love that.
Happy 7 years, Laura.
How many years together total, though?
Like what, 11, 12? 13?
I think we count. He's counting.
Oh, it's 14.
14 years together, seven married. Isn't that crazy?
That is literally crazy to me.
Yeah. Can't wait.
And you still see each other every single day.
Every
day. And you're literally like, come see me in the room right now.
Even whenever I woke up this morning, he was working out in the garage and I went out there like 8 times to bother him. That's literally me.
You still working?
I'm like, what you doing? Yeah, you still working now?
Still working?
Here's Yoshi. Yeah. I brought Yoshi to you. He's like, what the
fuck? He's like, get the fuck out.
Literally.
Yeah. We're very that.
I love it. Very dependent.
All right, Manny, hit us with a pit or a peak.
I feel like I have two pits this week.
All right.
Instead of a peak, can I just do two pits instead
of a
peak?
I'm allowing that. Okay. I actually agree with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So my first pit, it was on the plane ride back. And it's a little pit, it's not anything crazy. So we're on the plane ride back and I decided to watch Marry Me, which is like the movie I was talking about. Okay, listen, it was better than I expected. Everyone.
He sure convinced me to watch it. I can feel it creeping in.
It's better than I expected, okay? So we're like close to the landing. We're like a good like 40 minutes away as I'm watching it. And like it's a time where they give you an iPad and you have headphones in, right? And you're like watching it. There's literally, I would say, maybe like 6 minutes left of the movie. The guy comes like, hey, I need the iPad.
No.
And I was like, oh, like, can I just have like 5 more minutes? Cause I'm just gonna like finish it. And he's like, no, you can't. And I was like, I go like this.
Said movie time's up,
I have five more minutes. And he's like, no, like you have to give it back. So he took my iPad away and
wait,
I didn't get
to finish
the
finale.
Wait, he gave you
an iPad on a plane? I'm confused.
Well, what
kind of first class
were you in? Cause we missed definitely
I was in Hawaii.
Did not.
Hawaiian. I was on Hawaiian. So I was on Hawaiian Airlines, but they give you like, it's like a large, it's like iPad's like this big. It's huge. It's as if you have like a whole screen.
You know what we watched our movies on? Our cell phones. Because there's no more TVs in American Airlines. They took them
You're
out.
You're joking.
Well, there is TVs in American, but not on our flight.
No.
You guys don't fly American anymore.
That's the fourth time I've flown American without a TV. I think like they cleaned up and redid the planes and they just remove the TVs to save money.
You know what I need to talk about? My pit of the week.
Tyler, give us your fucking pit.
One second.
We didn't let Manny finish it.
No, but that's, so essentially I was like telling him, I was like, why didn't I? Okay, guys, if this ever happens to you, what you should do, I don't know why I didn't think of this. So I saw him take someone else's. I'm like, oh no, I have some time. What I should have done is got up, take the iPad with me, go to the bathroom and lock myself in. And finish fucking, to do how to do, I had to go to my, when I got picked up, I went to my car, downloaded Peacock app, bought a year-long subscription for it just to finish the last 6 minutes.
I swear you could have YouTubed that. Maybe. I don't know.
I was liking the movie, so I'm like, okay, like I have to make this happen. So I was just really, really upset, and that was one of my pits. It's annoying.
Dang.
It's really annoying.
Next time this dude, y'all gonna have to break the bathroom door down because he ain't coming out.
I ain't coming out. Listen, I'll be like, just 1 minute. I'm gonna be like making farting sounds the whole thing. I'm like, guys, I'm blowing it up in here. Give me a second.
Sir, we need the iPad now. Pass it through the door.
I needed to keep me company. Okay, Tyler, tell us your pit.
So, do you know what happened on my flight on the way in, right, Manny?
Yes, I do. Tell the girlies.
The loving benefit team hooked us up with first class on the way
that was
to
really nice.
And from
very,
Hawaii.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
Right? Same. And the night before, American Airlines calls Laura and they're like, hey, we're overbooked. Are you willing to take a flight? Or no, they just wanted you to downgrade. Mm.
They want you to downgrade.
And she's like, no, of course not.
They're like, we'll give you a credit. And we're like, we don't fly American. We fly Delta. So, like, we were like, we're so sorry. Like, honestly, we wouldn't use it. Like, we're just like, not us, you know,
right.
Pick somebody
up. I never got this call, but we're going to board the plane and everybody's getting scanned in. And I'm pretty sure I was the first one in our group to get scanned in. And it goes beep, beep, beep. And they're like, we're going to have you step to the side for a second. And I was like, oh, Jesus, like, what's wrong? What did I do?
What are you carrying?
And then the guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, I'm so sorry, but we oversold the plane and we no longer have your first class seat.
Just him?
Just me. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, yeah, we got to put you in main cabin. I'm like, okay, I couldn't even get a comfort seat.
It was main.
They put me in main
cabin. In the back.
And I'm like, I'm pretty heated at this point. And I'm like, why? Like, what is this based off? No, there's multiple factors happening here. Uh-huh. And like,
when you booked
is how much you paid. And I'm like, oh, okay, so you guys sold it to somebody for more money.
So you don't care. So it's like kind of a scam to me in a way, the way they do that, because they want you, your money, and they want you on their flight. So they'll literally allow people to buy as much first class tickets.
It's crazy to
And
me.
Then, you know, people aren't going to just say, no, I want a full refund and walk off the flight. No, right. They're going to take the main cabin seat. So you right. still get them on your flight and you still make the money, but you kind of con them out of the money because we wouldn't have taken that flight if it right. was out of first class seats. But right. they scam you with that kind of stuff. Delta doesn't do
Did
that.
They give you money back?
So they refunded the difference in the flight.
Okay. But still. The difference, so they still get the money for the main cabin seat, which they wouldn't have originally got. Exactly. If the truth
but then they
was
did
out.
Give me a credit, though, of 500, which was nice. Like, but I don't fly American. Like, and this is exhibit insane. A of why I don't fly American.
Because we've
I've heard horror stories with American.
I mean, how many flights do you think I've taken the Delta? I can't even count. Like, Delta's I'm literally like
Delta.
One of the top.
I'm a, yeah, I'm
nothing
a Delta girly
as well. Wrong with Delta.
They
Delta's
never
great.
Do that. They
knocking on wood right now, but Delta
have,
is great.
In the history of us flying Delta, all three of us.
Never.
That has never happened to me.
Nope.
So I asked the guy, though. I was like, and how many other people is this happening to? And they were like, it's just you.
Just you.
Are you kidding? So they I didn't make a you. Scene because I'm not that guy.
No. Ty was so nice, actually. If you were there and witnessed, like, I probably would have been more mad. But Ty was, like, so polite to them and just, like, took it like a champ.
I would have had a meltdown.
Well, it's hard. Like, I didn't pay for the flight. Like, I'm getting this flight over
it
there for free.
It doesn't matter because
so, like,
the money.
It's principle.
It is principle, but I don't want to look ungrateful because yeah. I'm not. And I didn't want it to kill my vibe either. So I just took it like a champ. I took it on the chin. I went back into main cabin.
Wow.
You know, and
took it like a champ, no right. lube.
And I'm Sebastian was like, you should have asked them for at least your meal while you're back there. I was like, oh, yeah, I should have, but I didn't think about it.
I didn't even eat the meal.
It was probably nasty, huh?
Yeah. So yeah. you were
so
good.
That's my pit.
I can't believe you had such a big pit. Like that's a pitfall.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if
it's
if
a shocker,
it's a shocker. Because the thing is, like the flight to Hawaii isn't like super short. So I think when you're going to expect, to,
oh
like,
yeah,
you're like, okay, I'm gonna expect to just chill and like vibe out. Ends up being like 5 minutes.
But the right. thing that irritates me, if they were just honest about what they were doing, we wouldn't have flown. We would have booked another flight.
But also, why didn't there? They bump me into their comfort and bump the comfort person back into me?
Oh yeah.
I guess yeah. they just wanted it to only happen.
There's a lot of person. A lot of questions being asked here.
I mean, honestly, anytime you fly American,
it can be scary.
Yeah, I'm not a fan like, of American.
It's spooky.
I'm not.
It's
that's,
spooky.
That's
I'm not.
Why I'm
not
like
flying
a
them.
Delta person because yeah. I will say sure, Delta stuff has happened because we've traveled
totally.
So much.
Yeah.
But I mean, nothing like that, and it's so few and far between. And honestly, if Delta is like running late with taking off, they will fucking book that flight there and speed up
yeah.
to get you at the, like they do things like that, mm-hmm. and they're really great. So I'm like,
I love them too.
So I got a $500 credit.
We're going somewhere,
we're
baby.
Going somewhere.
Yeah. On American, and we're not sitting
no,
first class.
I'm gonna like fly my mom out here and let her fly
that's,
American.
That's perfect.
So
that's
I don't
great.
Have to fly.
That's
it.
Fucked
She'll
up.
Love
that's
it.
Great.
She'll love it. It's fucked yeah. up and it's great.
It's fucked up, but it's great. I love that. What's your pit then?
So I have this zit on my forehead. It's like specifically my unibrow, and this is the thing.
It keeps winking at me for some reason.
Honey, it is a life force.
It has a name.
It does.
It has a name. It has a home, real estate. It's paying bills over
uh-huh,
here on my
uh-huh,
face.
Uh-huh.
I literally had two baby blackheads, and every time I did my makeup, I would have two tiny bumps in my unibrow.
Okay, got it.
And I'm like, I'm going to have to get those. You yeah. know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I'm going to have to get around to those because they're not going away.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pluck them out. So I I tried to get them both out one night, and they don't come out, so you know you're fucked.
Oh, it's one of those,
like
where
you fester
one. Yep.
And it doesn't come out.
You're fucked.
So I got the bottom one out last night.
Okay.
Because I had two that were this big. So what's horrifying is like, this is a better situation. I'm talking about, it looks like I have a unicorn horn on my face. It's shocking. I'm shocked. It hurts to even raise my eyebrows right now. I'm in pain. So
fuck.
I literally got that one out. And so now that one doesn't hurt at all. It's like healing up.
Yes.
I'm so happy. But
it's drained.
Then I picked at this one again.
No, Laura, no.
I did, and it didn't come
when
out.
When you pick at it and you squeeze it and it doesn't pop, you know you're going to be fucked. Like
for
the
like
bruising,
a long time.
The swelling, all of it.
Because there's still something in there.
It's still,
and
it's
now it's
festering.
Pissed. So now I don't know what to do. Like I can't just go day after day. And I guess I'll have to.
No,
I can't
You're going to have to.
What's going to happen?
The thing is like, what do I notice for me? Whenever I'm wearing foundation, my pimple develops faster.
Me too.
I don't know what the fuck it is. What kind of crazy shit's going on in there? But whenever I'm wearing a full day of foundation and makeup, I'll like, if I didn't have a white head, I'll take it off and I have a white head. It develops quick.
I need to take a flight because you know nothing.
So true. Yeah, that the flight air is a different breed.
It's rotten.
It's rotted air.
Recycled air. I literally break out so bad on flights. So I need to take a flight to get this. I'm just kidding. That's wild. But anyways.
It'll disappear.
Everyone's like, use the pimple patch. So I'm going to use it tonight.
Oh, perfect.
But I have Epiduo, which is like dermatologist. Like, no, it's use a prescription.
The Dude, use it. I use the either the hydrocolloid ones.
I have the hero ones.
Oh yeah, I think those are hydrocolloid as well. Okay. Yeah, I love them. The Zitstica ones are really, really great too. I do, but I notice what works the best for me is when like there's almost like a little opening to the pimple, like where like I like squeeze it out a little bit, or like I pick it with like a pick, and then I put it on there, and I feel like it soaks it all out.
In there.
It can get in, and it like literally takes it away, and I'm not kidding you, like it's flattened by the morning.
Okay, well I'm gonna try it tonight.
Try it.
And I need us to burn. I'm gonna give
you
sage.
I'm gonna send a prayer for you.
Send a prayer because this bad boy's gotta go. I got stuff to do, honey.
Yes.
But luckily,
you can literally be full coverage, and you can't even tell.
It's true.
Like,
just don't get close.
Just don't get too close. Because
there's a lump. It's dangerous.
A hunk. I love when Laura says hunk. Okay, my other pit. So before we get into the topic, my other pit. Oh my god. So last night I decided to like
hook up.
Go into my villain era a little bit.
Uh oh.
On TikTok, just a little bit. Okay, so there's this dude.
Here we go.
He made a video. He has like, not just like a random, like with like 100 followers. He had 100,000 followers.
Okay, so he's established.
So he's like, has a good amount of followers on it. He does these videos apparently on his TikTok where he does these like what you're going to find on a dating app. Like what I find on dating apps. And he's like a straight guy.
Okay.
And so it's like a photo and it's like, I'm a witch. And it's like a photo of a girl. And it's like, he's like making fun of her.
So it's like kind of ludicrous things he finds.
Okay. Yes. Ludicrous things that he finds. And it's like a photo. And then he adds the caption. It's not like that it's on there. It's literally like he adds it to make almost like fun of what's on dating apps, which can be a really funny joke. I think actually, like, if it's executed well, I totally get where he was coming from. He decided to do a photo of me, full glam,
no.
And it said, hey, are you open-minded? So I'm like, and I got tagged
like,
a lot in it.
Sir, not every gay man is trying to talk to you. Don't you even.
So I decided to stitch it.
Uh-oh. What? I didn't see this.
Okay, well, I screenshotted it. I posted like late last night, that's why.
Okay.
So I screenshotted it. And I kind of like put it together in Splice and I uploaded it because I kind of like went in on him like low key, like a little bit.
Tell me something.
I was feeling
you
my
said.
Manny Afualo kind of vibes.
Okay.
You know, I was giving Drew Afualo in that one.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I even kind of went off in any way, shape, or form is because I don't like this perpetration of like these gay men always being so consumed by straight people and like any straight guy is just like, oh, all the gays want me. And it's like, you're not cute. I'm like, girl, the fact that you even think I would swipe right you is crazy.
Oh.
I would left swipe you all day. Said you look like you're 1 million BC a Neanderthal.
Oh.
I did say that. I will admit I did say that. I said it's giving a million years before Christ.
Well, baby, he opened Ty's life. That's why he was up to bust out loving.
The thing is, he opened the can of worms. And I was like, oh, and he's wearing a hat in every single tooth. I'm like, let me see your hairline.
Let me see your hairline.
Because the thing is, I just don't like the whole, the idea of this. I don't like that he's using
like
me as like this,
people,
like.
People, though, in general.
Yes,
that
yes.
He's like making fun
it's
of.
It's making
like,
fun of.
They're trying
of,
to put themselves out there.
Yes. And the thing is, though, he had used my photo. I'm like, oh, you got the wrong one.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I feel like more recently, within like the last year, I've just been like a little more. And I honestly, you know, I feel like I attested to the podcast
it up
a little bit.
I need a vision.
I feel like it's a little bit more of the podcast because I feel like the podcast gave me a lot of bravery. And like, because our podcast has been successful and well received and people really, really like it, it makes me feel like I can be a little bit more like, talk about what I want to talk about and like say what's really on my mind.
Got it. I got it.
So, do you see what I'm saying?
I see it.
You see what's going on? So, I ended up, stitching it and. I just don't like the idea that straight men are like using and it's also, of course, it's like the me glam. He's like, let me find the gayest photo of a guy possible.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, look at this guy. Like, he's trying to like get at me.
I'm like, first of all, that's never happened to you.
No.
No.
I was like, first of all, that's never happened to you. Ain't no gays swiping right on you. I'm sorry. It's just not happening. You're not even cute. So I think the end of the day, that was just like a little bit of a pit. I turned it into a peak, I feel, because I ended up just kind of taking over the situation. Yeah,
maybe
it just kind of annoyed me.
Maybe he needed it.
I think he did. And because I went to his profile, every single TikTok has the same hat on.
Take off the hat.
same Volcom hat.
Because if you have the nerve to act that way, then you better be ready to be Miss Perfect.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, even the women he was making fun of in it, being like, oh, I'm a witch, and like, da da da, just making fun of like the other people's lives. I mean, like, this is the kind of people that I see on these dating apps.
Bad vibes.
It's bad vibes. And so I decided to destroy him.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Good and job. That was the end of becoming my pet.
Ty, do you have a peek?
I mean, our anniversary was a peek.
Oh, that was mine. Okay.
Wow, he was trying to take. He was trying to take from you.
He's trying to rob me of my peek.
No. Nope. Okay, guys. Nope. My peek. I got first class on the way home.
It turned into a good thing.
It was so funny because me, Karen, and Sebastian were with him when he got kicked out of first class. And then we were all three with him when he got it. And we were all like gathered around.
It was
around
a moment when I got it. It was a moment.
Like as he scanned his ticket, we were all three like.
You're like, is it going to go through? Is it going to work?
Like, yeah. Thank God. We were so happy.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, Tyler, for getting first back.
Thank you.
And what's even better than that, we weren't sitting beside each other, which is totally fine. But the guy next to us was like, I'll switch with you.
And it was our anniversary that day when we were traveling.
It was just so perfect.
It was meant to be. It was really good karma. It was good karma coming back to you.
It's because you were nice when they kicked you out. Exactly. I mean, you had a question or two for them, but then you were nice.
You were inquisitive. I would also be very inquisitive in that situation. I'm not going to lie. I would ask a lot of questions.
Who in their right mind's like, oh my God, that's awesome. Great. Yeah. I'll go ahead and head to the back.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's like shit. It's like this seat was thousands of dollars.
Right. $2,400.
There you go. There we fucking go.
Yeah. So I also made sure and told the benefit team just to make sure they get their money back because that's who the money would go to.
Of course.
So I told them. So I was like, you might want to
follow up on that one.
Yeah. I'm sure they need the money really bad.
Yeah. Also, they had a great launch. I'm really happy for them.
By the way.
Just on a side note, like that. Yeah. And that's, I guess, even a peek of mine is I'm really, really excited for their. It was so fun. And I love the blushes that they came out with. They did such a good job.
They're so good.
I'm like, this is like one of my favorite launches that a brand has ever had.
I'm also so into blush right now. It was kind of nice to go on this trip and be celebrating
something
a
you
blush
love right now.
Launch. Something I was so into because it made me extra excited.
Same. 11 new shades. Like I was like really shocked. I'm like, this is a big ass fucking range.
Yeah. And I love the new box because they took the stupid brush out. It was so funny whenever she goes, the brush that no one uses.
Yes, no, she literally said that.
Yeah.
She was like, ain't no one's going to be really sad about the brush being gone. I'm like,
it's true.
You're right.
We're
you
all right. Like, wait, what was that? I was like, get them. Or like, burn them.
Yes, yes. So it was really fun. That was definitely a peak as well.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So let's talk about Miss Amber Heard. Miss Amber Turd. Amber Heard. Amber Turd. Amber Heard.
All right, so this week is finally the week that we've all been waiting for. Amber gets cross-examined.
I'm so glad it was like, I feel like it was just time.
It was time.
So I kept getting, like, I was like, okay, like, let's speed it up. I want to know what's going on.
Right, because we just heard, like, a lot from her lawyers asking her questions and obviously, you know, putting out that side, but we were just ready. Whenever, I feel like you get so much more truth whenever you get cross-examined, because much more evidence obviously comes out.
And Camille went in. Miss Camille really went in on Amber.
Do you ever put yourself in those situations, like you're watching Camille, like I do? I'm like, if that were me, I know. And she's like,
how are you so quick?
Right. I guess that's like, if that's your whole life right now, and I'm sure it is, like you just,
you're gonna be good at
you
it.
Got one thing to execute. Mm-hmm. Whereas me, I guess I picture it with all the other shit going on. Me totally, trying to that's do that. Why. There's no way I could do
this
that.
There's no way. But the thing is, like, it's like the whole, like, you become good at what you practice.
Yeah.
She's obviously a practicing lawyer. Like, that's what she does. I know. She's just like, Miss Heard. That's not my question.
And she literally looks at her the entire time. I'm like,
I love when she asks. Like, I just love that. And the thing is, so like this, I feel like this was a lot of like her getting kind of caught in lies, was like her being cross-examined specifically by Camille, and just talking about things that were kind of going on when it came to what she testified with her side.
I'm gonna admit this, like watching this, there's one thing that is beginning to really frustrate me more than it did in the past. Whenever Camille is playing recordings of Amber speaking and saying things in her own voice and agreeing to things in her own voice, and then she'll say, this happened, correct? And Amber will straight up be like, no. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, we just heard it on the tape. Like,
that wasn't me.
How?
I don't like the characterization of that.
Yeah. I'm like, no. It just feels it's like one of those situations where it's a no to absolutely everything, regardless of how true it is or not. And my question is, I'm like, I don't know. Is that how all cases are whenever someone's being cross-examined?
I mean, it could be different. I don't actually know a ton about different cases. This is one I'm like, following a little bit closer because I'm more interested. But who knows if that could be something that's a tactic by
I'm like, is that a tactic?
I don't know. What doesn't make sense to me is I'm like, if it's literally your voice recording being played and they're like, that happened, right? And she's like, nope.
That's your voice being played. That's what I'm like, how can this be a good tactic? Because it seems dishonest whenever it's like pretty blatant that this is what happened, this is what you said, and now you're saying just like,
it comes across very like lie-y.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
So now I'm getting frustrated.
Well, I get frustrated with like, this is, I think my most frustration truly is when they ask her a question and she only looks at the jurors to answer.
Sir.
She's like, yeah, and that's what's going on. Yeah, for sure. Da, da, da. And I'm like, can you like, I don't know why it just annoys. It just like, I think it's more of a tick for me.
Yeah.
That just annoys. I'm like, can you?
Well, if you watch enough forward? Of it, it will drive you
yes,
crazy.
Because I noticed it. So I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, she always looked at that. And then now I can't help but like notice her doing that constantly.
Because that happens
so and
much.
It's like, I get being like talking to the person and then like answering to the jury and then going back and like kind of like that. But yeah. I don't understand the like just constantly to the jurors. Like, yeah. And I know that she's trying to appeal to them in some capacity, but it's like, it comes across very like socially unaware almost.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange to me.
Very strange.
Why don't we dive into some of the lies that we feel like there's been kind of caught, that she's been caught into.
So I just have to bring up the dog shit stuff.
Let's
again.
Do that.
We kind of brought that up in our first case, but this is the part where she got cross-examined about it. Mm-hmm. And so whenever his bodyguard, ex-Marine, this guy was no joke, very serious. Mm-hmm. I don't really see why he would lie for joined up. Like, I don't see his point in lying about this. All he said is that at Coachella in the back of the car, Amber was saying that the poop in the bed was a bad joke, gone wrong.
Right.
So she says it there, and then that is, you know, brought to her on the stand, and she straight up blames it on the terrier again. But I'm like, girl, a human, like, you're really gonna stick with the terrier
story. She's really falling on this sword.
Because see, that's where I'm feeling like this.
She's falling on the sword. The thing is, though, because she doesn't want to be like, obviously, like, the whole Amber Turd thing is just like a joke, but she doesn't want to be continuously made a fun joke of that. So she's going to say, like, oh, it never happened. It was a terrier for sure.
But it's like you've already admitted it, already got caught up admitting it, mm-hmm. but you're still, which that's ludicrous to confuse a human turd with a terrier turd. That's the part that's gagging me the most.
I grew up with Yorkies my whole life.
It's a Tootsie Roll.
They're literally like that big.
That's why I'm like, what in the world? Like, it doesn't make sense that you would still blame it on a terrier. And she even like brings up, tries to throw in little things. Like she was like, well, when the dog was young, it ate a bag of Johnny's weed and now it's got like stomach problems.
And now it's a huge shit. It kind of
seemed to me allegedly that she was trying to allude that Johnny messed up this dog for lice. Try to like get that in there, you know?
Allegedly, absolutely.
Allegedly.
Let's not forget our allegeds.
That's alleged.
Allegedly, but I mean, that's always happening.
She said it on the stand when it was just like, that wasn't even asked, like, about the dog's condition. But she wants to explain herself.
Uh-huh. Of course. She wants to be like, oh, it actually has very bad stomach problems, and it's gonna be very, very large.
Mm-mm.
But the thing is, they're going to examine Johnny again.
I think so, right?
He goes back on after
her.
The situation. Uh-huh. So it's technically, I don't think, going to be done this week. I think it's continues on a little bit more.
I don't see how it could be because so much more has been going down.
Yeah. Well, there's also like the other situation where the whole divorce restraining order kind of happened, right? So it goes down and they have like this meetup in San Francisco, but he's recording.
He sets her up.
Audio
because
and sets her up.
She, while he was touring with his band, mm-hmm. She went behind his back and did the filing for divorce, which is public record.
Yep.
And she went ahead and threw a restraining order, got that as well at the same time.
Make it look like she was the innocent one.
And that she was being abused.
She's like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy.
I'm running. I'm getting away. Mm-hmm. But 2 days later, she asked to meet up with him in San Francisco in a hotel. So it's like, anyone you get a restraining order on, typically the point is so that keeps that person away from you, but you're begging him. And so he gets smart. He records. Mm-hmm. He's like, sure, we'll meet up. And he records it.
Uh-huh. And she literally is like kind of caught up saying things like,
I just want to hug. Please hug me.
Yes, like touch me. Look at me. And he's like, I'm never going to look at you again.
I just want to see you again. And it's like,
this is where that's coming from, by the way.
You're scared for your life. Mm-hmm. Domestic violence. Just got a restraining order 2 days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Things aren't adding up here.
It doesn't add up to me whatsoever. And this is like another one of those things where like the Johnny side is like 2 + 2 = 4.
Hmm.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
Then what the fuck is that? Same with the whole like slicing of the finger, whether it was a bottle or an iPhone.
She's saying it was a phone that did it. But in my
shattering a phone?
I don't care who's telling the story. If you tell me a vodka bottle was smashed and that finger was chopped off versus a phone, I'm going vodka bottle.
Say it's a fucking like serrated glass over it's harder to digest thinking the idea that an iPhone is what, you know, cut a finger. Off
right,
essentially
like off.
Than a actual slice of glass.
Like a big vodka bottle.
So it's like little things like that where it's like.
Where the story made more sense how the finger was like propped on the counter and the bottle smashed against the counter. So it kind of like.
Makes way more sense.
Right.
Plus like the whole chasing thing. That's another one too. That was like essentially Johnny was saying that like you on audio, mind you, this is on audio. Johnny's saying like you're like chasing me through several bathrooms, several rooms. I'm trying to escape you. I'm trying to get away from you.
He was smart on that one because I could tell he was like.
He was planting seeds.
He said, I went into 5 bathrooms and 2 bedrooms to run from you to get away from the arguing. And you chased me down every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the stand, Camille brings that up to her. Uh-huh. And she's like, you know, you went into those bathrooms and all. And she's like, correct. And she's like, no, that's not correct. I went into 1 bathroom. But I'm like, on the audio, you agree
she
with
agreed.
Him.
She agreed saying like, yeah, uh-huh. And she like continues with this like narrative that she's completely going against what the audio is saying in real life in the court. I'm like, girl.
I didn't even know you could do that in court.
I don't think you're supposed to. I think that's part of like what court is.
Because the thing is, if you like, you blatantly said something in an audio recording, like in court, when you're on the stand, can you like legally just be like flat out like, not true. Mm-hmm. Nope. Not me.
I think that you absolutely cannot. I think that's the whole point of being like, you're under oath right now. Like you have to tell the most utter truth possible.
Yeah.
Or else it's like, what, perjury?
Yeah.
Like you cannot be lying on the stand. If anything, you can be lying in a story somewhere outside, but on the stand when they're like, you know, you're under, that's what she keeps, like, that's why Camille would be like, under oath.
Yeah.
You're saying this.
Yeah.
Because they want to make sure that she grasps the understanding, like, yo, you're on the stand right now.
Right.
If you're lying, you're going to get caught up, like, way worse.
Here's the thing for me. I started to honestly feel a little bad for her whenever her lawyers were examining her. We were hearing more of her story. Crying. Me and you were getting real, really feeling bad from her. Yeah, and that's why it's important to have cross-examination, because while she's being cross-examined, I'm like, girl, why don't you just agree that shit is real, where it's like there's evidence and it really happened.
The
and
shit then, did happen.
And then disagree the where there's no evidence and like where... like, you know, it's just hearsay, if you will. Like, why don't you disagree there? But stuff that's like more blatantly, like you said on recording that they just played, why don't you agree with that stuff? Because it's like very confusing for me. It makes me like, be like, is this true? Because like, if she would disagree with something that she literally just said.
That's like very trivial too. It's like not, it's like to me, it doesn't seem like as big of a thing.
She's to disagreeing be not saying, with trivial stuff.
With trivial stuff that's on audio recording. So I'm like, well, what's the truth here?
Then what would you,
what would you really lie about then?
That is where like, I'm going with this. I'm like, I just don't get that. And
maybe
now,
she's like, allegedly, maybe she's a pathological liar and she has no idea what the fuck.
I'm like convinced her lawyers think this is a good idea, because there's no way her lawyers aren't coaching her on everything she's doing. But like, why would her lawyers be like, yeah, just deny everything?
Because they want to win. They want to win the case.
It's just like, whenever there's such blatant recordings coming out, it's like, maybe that's where you should just admit to
maybe
that.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little admittance is good.
It's good, I think.
It's good. I do too. I think that only, it's like Johnny owning up to the fact that he's abused drugs and substances before. It's like,
see, that's that, part that's I'm like what I'm that's talking real about. That's
it's
what
like,
I'm
yes he was, he knows that's what it is, but that's not what he's saying, that he didn't abuse Amber even though he was on drugs. He's like, I was on drugs and I was taking drugs.
He talks about his physically drinking and yeah, so it's like,
but like that's admitting it in the way that it's like, okay, there's adding truth and it like makes sense.
Yeah, it's because it's like really frustrating to watch this.
It's so
on
frustrating
both parts, on both
yeah
parts.
Yeah, totally,
because in the end me and Manny agree, like they're both wrong here. Yeah, like it was a toxic relationship on both parts, no doubt.
100%.
Also, so Camille brings up, because I guess Johnny and his lawyers put out an article later on and puts out like that has damaged her career.
Right.
Whereas Camille was able to prove that she, her like a 20-year contract got renewed with L'Oreal.
In 2020. She's like, well, then how, what about that thing? Why did it get renewed? She's like, oh, well, you know, because you like, they couldn't use my stuff. It's like, baby, you still got renewed.
But they wouldn't want to use your stuff if your name was so tainted, which they probably won't now.
Now they would definitely will, I'm but sure.
We're talking about because of that article. And she also, you know, still got to do Aquaman. Now we don't know how much she's going to be in it now, but at that time, she didn't lose her role.
Exactly. And that's what they're trying to claim. Like, well, Amber's side is trying to be like, we lost so much, just as much as Johnny did. And it's like,
girl, because you still got your contract. I mean, you may have lost them now, but not because of other articles.
And she's like, oh, well, you know, like, you never see the opportunities I don't get.
Oh, yeah, she did.
And I'm like,
all right, well, you can't say.
You can't prove that, though.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, like, at the end of the day, we're also, like, in court, and, like, they need hard evidence. It's not like
of
it's
your
like
losses.
Exactly, of your losses. And I was like, and the like also, like, proving things, like, with the donation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just trying to be like, did you, it's, see, this is part of, like, the lying thing that's weird to me is that, like, she goes, so you haven't donated $7 million, Camille, to Amber. And she goes, that's not correct. She's like, Amber, have you, or misheard, have you or have you not put the $7 million? She's like, oh yeah, I promised I was going to do it. It's not the same.
I just don't understand how you can say that's not correct. Like, it's just, neither. See, that's where it confuses me. How, like, are you allowed to say that on stand if you really didn't, like, give this full amount paid in?
Yes. And so that's why, like, Amber keeps going, like, and, like, even when Camille, she was like, that's not my question, that's not my question. She was kind of getting frustrated with her. And I was like, I don't even know how the fuck these lawyers do it when, like, people are evading so heavily. And it's like, you have not put the $7 million into these charities fundraiser, whatever it might be, that you agree to. And you saying that, like, oh, it's a promise I'm going to do it, does not correlate. It's not the same thing.
And she also brings up, you know, how much her boyfriend at the time, Elon, put donated into for her. For her.
And she's like, oh, but that's not part of my $7 million.
Yeah, she said that wasn't going to be thing. Part of hers. I was like, then pay the rest.
Then pay it then. Like, if that's, like, a big part of, like, the case, and, like, they obviously keep bringing up the whole $7 million thing, then why hasn't it been donated?
I feel like there, she has really dug herself deep because she's facing a lot of repercussions online, and I think she has for a long time. Like, yep. I don't think it's just now. Like, I think
it's been piling.
It's been piling, so I think she's constantly trying to do things to negate that.
Yep.
And it keeps making it worse.
It's like almost like throwing fuel on a fire.
Right. It's like, you win $7 million. How to not make people mad at you for taking Johnny's money? Say you're going to donate it all. But then when you don't, it just inflames the situation worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It literally just keeps getting worse. And then she
did the Washington Post article, literally was another thing to help her image, which then she's in a court being sued for $50 million now, and it made it times 10. So it was like, seems like every step she takes trying to just diffuse her.
She takes 10 steps back.
She takes 10 steps back. So it's like, girl, you dated Johnny Depp, you married him, it ended in a nasty divorce.
The gag that they were not together even that long, and like, I know, married for that long, and like, this is all happening from that. I'm like,
that's
girl,
so crazy.
You guys were together like, what, 15 months? It's like,
about 20 years.
Like, that's wild. Like, that's, you would think that they'd be together for that long with all the shit that they've lived.
Honestly, hearing her talk on those recordings, like, I think they're both like shitty to each other.
Totally.
I do. They're
in a toxic relationship, I think, for sure.
But sometimes whenever she talks to him, like mocking him, being like, I'm just like, dang, girl.
It's deep.
It's deep.
Well, the thing is too, like, what's crazy too is that they ended up like doing cross examinations on multiple witnesses. Now it's like, it's more so Amber's side. Let's get Amber's witnesses up. We had her sister. She ended up telling a story. And she said, like, she essentially corroborated Amber's story that Johnny did, in fact, hit her, and that there was physical abuse and that things were going on, and that he even, like, shoved the sister and all that kind of stuff, too. And so now it's becoming, like, her side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the whole, like, a Disney person now, right? Like, there's a Disney rep. That. There's, like, a Disney rep that came forward, is doing the, you know, interrogation. And they weren't qualified for what they were even talking about. They're asking him questions.
How does her lawyers not know?
I don't know. I'm like, dude, she's not qualified. She's answering. They're like, oh, well, they're basically trying to prove that what Amber did not affect Johnny's role in Pirates
of the Caribbean. His role was already affected.
It was already affected. Like, his thing was just dropping already. Like, it was like, oh, he wasn't going to be in it regardless.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, sure, girl.
Sure, girl.
And so they asked her, like, oh, did it affect it? And she's like, oh, that's above my pay grade.
The girl couldn't even answer. So it was like, interesting.
So your Disney rep that you got didn't even answer the fucking question that you brought her there for. That's like the age old question, right? Like, everyone wants to know that. It's like, did this affect the dropping of these roles?
And they brought a witness in that isn't even qualified to answer that. But that was the point in that witness. So it's just like shocking that like, these are actually really big lawyers. I know people are like, oh, you know, her lawyer's shitty. But I'm like, me and Manny Googled her, and like, she's a lot of status. She's popping.
She's popping in Virginia. Like, it's for real.
It's for real.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, oh my God, they got her from Wish. Like, that's what everyone's like saying, right? And it's like, no, she's like very established where she's from.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think it's hard for her because I think she's flustered with the case. And I think it is just a hard case in general. Like, you have to prove all these different things in such a difficult way.
Yeah.
When there's like so much like hearsay,
and the world really is against them.
Absolutely.
You know, so that makes it hard.
It makes it 10 times harder because it's like, they know that they're also being recorded.
Yeah.
Like, so imagine the pressure that's added on top of it. It's like, I'm getting recorded right now. So it's going to get you like a little bit more like, millions of people are watching. It's not even like a small thing. It's huge. It's the biggest thing right now. Yeah. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Let's talk about Dr. Spiegel that went on today. Y'all, I ain't never seen a witness like this before.
I have, like, honestly, I have secondhand embarrassment for him. I really do.
This is crazy. This guy goes on. You need to look up Dr. Spiegel, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. This guy is very characteristic, and he literally...
He's very all over the place, if you will.
Like, I've never seen, like, a doctor. He even called Johnny Depp an idiot, like, mm-hmm. In notes.
Yeah.
But had never, like, actually met and spoken with Mr. Depp yet.
Yeah, no, it's really quite fascinating to see. He keeps, like, doing these, like, workarounds for, like, a question being asked. And the judge has to keep being like, you just have to answer the question.
And answer he makes, the fucking like, question. These insane faces where I can tell he's trying to be entertaining to the crowd.
The whole plug, the book plug.
Oh, yeah. He, like, makes a joke like, I'll use that in my book. Like, you don't say that on the stand.
It's not a publicity stunt.
It's not time to make jokes. This is literally like
a crazy fucking case that's huge. It's not a joke.
A joke.
I know.
Out of a very serious situation. So I read all the comments on all the TikToks, YouTube videos, and everybody said this is the most uncredible witness ever because of how non-serious. And literally people are calling him Jim Carrey up there. That's how his facial expressions are going.
It's very, you know, it's crazy to me. Because even when they asked him, like, oh, well, like, I think it wasn't even asked in a serious way. The lawyer was like, what, did you watch Willy Wonka too? And it'll be like, thinking about your thing. And then the face he makes after was like.
That's what he does.
He was like lapping up water like a dog. I was like, what's going on?
And then he goes, wait, what did he say? Do I answer
the question? So then he goes to the judge like, do I have to answer that question? Yeah. And she's like, you do have to answer the question.
She said, you're here to answer questions.
And he's like, no, I didn't watch Willy Wonka. Actually, you'll be happy to know. And I was like, this is literally, it's camp.
I've never seen anything like it.
Mind you, we've also like never, I mean, I guess for me, like I haven't like watched cases like unfold in a courtroom. I don't know if this is even normal. Like, I don't know any of that stuff.
See, all this could be normal. All this could be normal. That's why I'm like Amber, like denying like pretty much everything on the stand. That could be like a super normal response and tactic that's always used. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't want to watch like other cases,
but they don't record everything. You know,
it's because it's what, civil case. That's why they're recording it.
Yeah.
But I was just like really, I mean, just him in general. I'm like, I feel like this could really, like, it's obviously on Amber's side that he was called up. I think it could really, really hurt.
I think
her
so
side
too.
Because of how incredible he doesn't even, that he seemed. And the crazy thing too is that, like, he'll be talking and there's points that I'm like, oh, I understand. Like, I know exactly what he's saying. Like, I feel like he's correct on this. But because he's like almost like so belligerent with the things he's saying and the way he's saying it, people aren't taking him as a credible source because it's like, look at how you're talking about this. Even the parts that make sense. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
You guys, it's like a character up there. It's so wild. So like, yeah, even the parts that make sense, it becomes less credible.
It's less credible. Because people only remember his crazy faces and they remember like all the weirdness happening. They don't remember the parts that's like, oh, like this is a valid point here.
He just acts so crazy.
It's crazy.
So some other interesting news with a case that broke today is that Kate Moss is officially going to be a witness. She's going to take the stand on Wednesday, and I'm so sad it's not Wednesday right now, guys.
I know. I'm devastated that's not Wednesday at this moment. We're filming it on Monday. We're filming this on Monday. It's going live on Friday, and I'm like...
We literally just watched the doctor take the stand about 2 or 3 hours ago.
That's how we were able to talk about it right now. That's how up to date we are currently with this. But I am so, do you want to talk about why it's like a significant thing?
Yes. Okay, so the Kate Moss thing is pretty significant. I think they wanted to take her on the stand, but mm-hmm. they weren't able to. But during Amber's cross-examination, she mentioned this incident with the stairs and Johnny and mm-hmm. said it reminded me of the Kate Moss thing. That's what she said on the stand. I yep. mean, the Kate Moss thing. And yep. then that's when his lawyer turned around and was like, yes.
Yes, we can bring her up.
Because there was a rumor that went around that I think there was a DV case against Kate Moss and Johnny Depp, which Kate Moss, I don't know where she said this, mm-hmm. but she,
same, I don't know where
she said it was like rumored. Like that was a
that
rumor.
That wasn't true.
It wasn't true. So now she's agreed to come and take the stand and go on stand and basically say she was there and that never happened.
Yeah, like, and like say her piece her. And talk about like, and like it's obviously going to be for Johnny's side. That it's like, oh my God.
There is speculation that he's bringing her on the stand as like a starstruck moment because that's definitely sways good in his, like if Amber mm-hmm. was able to get like a massive star
like Jason kinda, Momoa on the yes, stage for her, like she's amazing.
Oh, that would be huge. It'd be for huge. Her.
It'd be
that
so. It's like huge. The. It's like it'd become like this freaking. Oh my God! What a star-studded lineup! Look how much. How many friends does she have? She's so credible.
It gives her credit, like uh-huh. that are big names. Like that yep. would be huge. But you know, Johnny's pulling Kate Moss, so people are speculating that like that potentially could be him, just trying to win
a flex.
A flex. It's a flex.
I feel like it is a flex,
and
though.
It can
but it's actually
sway the jury.
It's like a real. Not only is it a flex, it's like an actual like. Well, she just lied about this.
She must love Johnny to some degree because, you know, Kate could literally be like, I just don't want to be in this and not do
absolutely.
It. You know, she could be like, this is too much.
And I wonder how that works, though. Like, if someone were to be like, hey, will you testify? Can you say just no?
I don't know. I was wondering that,
too. So, like, I'm
you're
like,
I'm good. Unless like, no, maybe good. It's like thank a murder you. Trial where they subpoena you to.
They're like, you're going to be doing
then
it.
Then something like this, like, do you have to go?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like, if they were like, hey, like, would you testify? And they're just like, no, I won't testify. Like, what does that mean? Like, can you just say no?
And then, yeah.
And then what if, like, what if someone has no witnesses?
I just don't understand these little.
It's 'cause we're not lawyers.
That's what it is.
That's why. It's because we have different expertise.
And we
but you know what? I will say
know.
A lot of the comments, like, will be filling us in on a lot of stuff.
That thank you, guys.
Like, you guys will fill us in so much on, like, things sure. that were just like, wait, what was that? You guys will definitely fill us in on that. And we're like, oh, cool.
Absolutely. But I've actually learned so much.
It's like
me
looking
too. Up information.
Me too. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like my little synapses are firing.
I feel like everyone like, on the internet has like taken a level up on
yes.
like how court works,
yep,
how all this
have.
Stuff works, because this has gotten so big.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of being like, they almost like know like jargon more.
Right.
Hearsay. It was hearsay,
objection.
Your Honor. Hearsay.
Also, leading. It's like so crazy how the lawyers, like, I just look at how hard their job is. They have to like sit here like a pin
and just and like
listen so hard with everything.
Well,
being
I know
said.
With like what was it was with leading, like you can't when you're asking someone, it has to be an open ended question. Like
yeah.
you have to ask an open ended question. It can't be like leading you to an answer. It needs mm-hmm. to be like a so like is the sky blue? It's a yes or no. It's not
yeah.
like so. Do you see that color up there? Do you think that it's blue?
Blue, yeah. You can't like
you
lead
can't like
them
lead
to
them to what
answer.
The answer is going
to
be.
So it's more than just objection hearsay.
Yes. So the thing is, but imagine listening in for those moments. I'm like, how the fuck?
I would be like this on TikTok when they're answering missing like, everything.
Well, hearsay, Your Honor. I think.
I don't
I wouldn't know.
Know
what to do. That
oh
would be
my
so hard.
God, I can't.
And like when Camille was doing it, when Elaine was just going like wild when she was asking questions to Amber. You know, Camille, like, sent objection. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, in 1 minute, what, five times?
Remember, she got
Elaine
really
could not answer
frustrated
the question.
And mad. Or Elaine did.
Absolutely. She's like, well, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to answer the question. And, the, and like, so they had to keep going up to, you know, the stand. And I think they have, like, their own little personal. So I didn't know this about, so when both lawyers go up to the stand, it's so that the jurors don't hear you. And it's so they don't, like, with what they're saying to the judge, so it doesn't sway the jurors in any type of. That's why it's like a bring come to the stand. Like they have like their own little communication.
Like she's a liar.
She's a liar. Yeah. Like trying to throw their voice a little bit, a little throw in action. But I had no idea that that was why they had went, because they don't want the jurors to hear, because it could sway their opinion.
Okay, I need the audience to answer one more question for me, because I did some digging this afternoon.
Give it to
I
us,
just,
audience.
I don't know how counter suing works. Like, I don't know all the details in countersuing. So I know it's already been put out there that if she wins this and Johnny loses and doesn't get the defamation case win, mm-hmm. she wants to countersue him for $100 million.
Right. At the end of the year.
Okay.
So it's not even like it's like can happen right now. It would be like towards the end of this
is
year.
Is that going to be recorded?
I really, this one, I don't know how that works as well. Like, I just don't know.
You guys,
I don't
have that's that much a possibility. I don't know who's going to win this case. I think it's up in the air because whenever it's not the judge's decision and it's like the juror's decision, mm-hmm. it truly can go any way. Jurors have shocked people.
Oh, yeah.
All the time with their answers.
I think it would really just depend on like, you know, Johnny's witnesses coming, like his like last sentiment, what he's gonna say, Kate coming onto the stand, all this kind of thing. The thing is just, I will say it just, it is just hard when it's a defamation case because they're so much harder to prove.
Yeah, they're hard.
You know, it's like without a shadow of doubt, it has to be proven in this way, shape, or form.
Cardi B just won one against that YouTuber.
Yes, you're right.
So, I mean.
I forgot about that.
But I read an article that today that said if Johnny wins this case, like defamation is going to be taken so much more serious and like people are going to just globally be a little more careful what they say because this is going to open doors for like other lawsuits because mm-hmm. if the way it was just an article.
Totally.
So it's going to change and maybe it should.
I think even when Cardi did that with the YouTuber, I think that like really
yeah.
shook some other YouTubers as well.
That like, make.
And the community, and the drama community, and the
commentary
community.
The word alleged is being used very heavily.
It's a lot of alleged now.
A lot of alleged.
As well as even on this podcast, alleged.
Yeah,
allegedly. It is on this podcast, allegedly.
Yep.
So I'm very intrigued to see what's going to go on. We'll, of course, continue to report.
And but. Yeah. Well, we're going to give you guys just a quick little rundown on our benefit trip.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I was like, wait, what? Yes. You guys, there was some tea that was happening when we were on the trip that was literally transpiring while we were there. Have you guys seen what's going on with like the whole Bobby Brown Jones Road Foundation
debacle
with like Meredith and all that stuff? Have you guys seen any of that tea? So we're on the benefit brand trip. We're literally, Meredith's there with us.
Laugh out loud. Live, love, laugh.
Laughing out loud.
Meredith is like the nicest,
the sweetest actual person. Angel.
Dude, if y'all meet her or like got to know her, I know she's mostly on TikTok. So sometimes you're like, through YouTube, I feel like you get to know people a little heavier.
Yeah.
But like if y'all met Meredith or like, she's going to come on the pod totally.
For sure.
But
for sure.
She's like so just like soft and nice person. Like just a very like soft, sweet mm-hmm. girl. Like mm-hmm. very sweet, not aggressive at all.
Yep.
And she got really famous on TikTok specifically.
Fast.
Like overnight.
She's like 15 million followers on TikTok.
And
like
she's only 23.
Or in a year, maybe.
And for the way she did her foundation, because it was a little crazy. You know what I mean?
That's what she's known for. She's known for like putting hella foundation on her face, rubbing it with her fingers. I'm sure you guys might have seen a video of something like that before.
I think like last year I did a YouTube video trying out her method because it blew up so big and famous on TikTok. And so that's like how she's always, and she still does it like that. Like, I'm like, that's what the internet made her famous for.
Totally. That's like what she's known for. She was getting like a million, at the time, and she was getting like a million a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like something that's so just, it's honestly really shocking to see that someone can blow up like that quickly.
Yeah.
But so we just kind of give you a little background. So the thing is what's going on. So Bobby Brown, she has a brand called Jones Road,
that's her second brand.
The second brand, which I actually did not know she had a second brand.
Never heard of Jones Road in my life. And I don't say that to be shady.
No,
I genuinely had only heard of the brand Bobby Brown.
Same.
From her.
Same. I had no idea that Jones Road was connected to Bobby Brown.
I never even heard that was a brand before.
I feel like I might've heard something about it, but I don't know.
I may have even gotten in PR, but I feel like so much makeup comes out
now. Yeah.
I just like don't even know anymore.
No, same. And also like I would not have known that it was from Bobby. So anyway, so they came out with this foundation. It's called What the Foundation. And Meredith did a review on TikTok of the foundation being like how she would normally review a product. It's the whole getting a glob of it, putting it on her face, doing the whole way that she does on TikTok, what she's gained for. She did that exact way. And so the foundation looked literally terrible. I've never seen a worse foundation.
Get 30 million views.
I literally like saw that and I literally laughed out loud because at the end where she looked so crazy, I'm like, this is genuinely funny. I even commented on the video.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it. I had no idea about Jones Road nothing. I commented on being like, dude, like I'm cracking up right now watching this video because the way she looked at the end, because she would pat it with a beauty blender and it would come off. The whole thing would just come off her face.
Right.
And I was like, this is wild. What a funny thing. I kept scrolling.
So the comments get a little crazy because they're like, that's not how you use that foundation. Mm-hmm. You used it with your crazy method. You know, you don't put it on like that. So Meredith went back, made another video doing it the correct way. And she just says,
basically, I still don't like it.
I'm a full coverage girl. This isn't full coverage foundation. I just can't tell the difference. Not for me. That was it. Super nice, professional, used it the way. You know, I feel like she did a make good.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
She was like, you know what? I'm going to try it the way you guys
Say second, it because she knows she it. Has her routine. Her way. She has her routine.
She has her method. But if that's not the routine that's going to work for the product, then she's going to be like, okay, I'm going to use it the way it should be used.
Yeah. So then Miss Brown.
Yeah. So let's get into Miss Bobby Brown and her villain era.
Miss Bobby Brown woke up and chose violence.
Literally coming for blood. She made a video. She made a TikTok responding. You know what? She didn't even respond to it. It literally was just a TikTok. She's like, oh, I'm going to use this foundation. Gets like a lot of product. Like, I'm talking like almost like half the jar. She's like, oh, darn, it didn't work.
It was literally making fun of Meredith's video. Making fun of Meredith,
obviously.
But see, that's the brand owner.
Yes, it's the brand owner. It's Bobby Brown. It's actually Bobby Brown.
The Bobby Brown doing it. So this is like a crazy moment in beauty history.
Totally. So I will say, watching the Bobby Brown video, my initial impression, I was like, this is so campy. Mm-hmm. It's not that, like, I really thought, I'm like, oh my God, like, she's making a joke out of it. Kept it moving.
Well, when I heard about what Bobby did, I thought it was horrible. And then I watched the video and it's like, so calm and so like short and like whatever.
Yes, but when you hear it and you're like, oh my God, like, I can't believe Brando would do that. That's wild. But when I saw the video, I was like, oh, it's light shade.
It was very light shade when I saw it.
But the thing was though, is like the internet took it as like deep shade.
Oh, they're coming
they
for
took
you.
They took it
and ran with it. Bobby Brown even put out a statement that was like, dude, not that big of a deal.
Yes.
She even says she loves and respects Meredith. Bobby did.
She literally messaged her, I think, about it.
Yeah, and was like, full love and respect to you. Like, it wasn't that deep. It was just like, you took a stab at my foundation. I'm going to take a little stab at you, and we're going to call it a day.
And we're going to call it a day. But
the internet does this thing.
The internet does this thing where it loves to turn people against each other and turn situations on their ass.
Into pure war.
Into a warfare. And like, when I saw the video, I was like, oh my God, come on, Bobby Brown, her villain era. Like, I literally, it was so light shade to me that I didn't think anything of it. But when we were on the trip, Meredith was like, dude, yeah, it's getting like wild. And I was like,
dude, it did get wild.
And it did get wild. I saw it all over my TikTok For You page.
Yeah, it was everywhere. My page too.
And it was like people almost like defending Bobby Brown, people defending Meredith. It was like this like almost like weird war going on between Bobby Brown and Meredith. And that's like not what it even was. It was like, I think, meant to just as be light shade.
And the crazy thing is, like, Meredith wasn't even mad at Bobby Brown for doing it.
No, yeah.
She was just like so chill, like thought it was not that big of a deal that Bobby Brown did that. Because it really wasn't.
Because it wasn't that big of a deal.
And it's not like Meredith took it as it was a big deal. Even Meredith was just like, whatever.
Just like, okay. It's like, cool. Yeah, I didn't use it the way that it was meant to be used.
Right.
Like, okay.
And that's
but
it.
But it became...
The internet did this thing. It made it an avalanche.
And it became this whole, like, Bobby Brown hates Meredith. Yes. Like, it's like this weird smear campaign almost. I'm like, girl, it is not that serious.
And everyone's like, we're going to save the brand Jones Road.
Yes.
I'm like, all right. Y'all. Since when do y'all care about this brand?
And literally before this, you know the fucking press that they got from this shit?
Dude, that's what I was saying. I was like, this brand's so lucky right now because of the amount of press they're getting.
They are so lucky that Meredith even made that video.
Yes.
Because people will buy it just to see if it doesn't work.
And that's what's happening now. It's like become a viral foundation and everyone's buying it right now.
Do you know what?
What?
I just thought of right now. It just came back to my mind.
Uh-oh.
So I just bought the Jones Road Foundation.
There it is.
I'm curious about it.
It worked on him.
I'm like, I need to know if it's going to work on me. I've been reviewing product for 9 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to see if it will work on me. And like, I've been using product for a long time.
Yeah.
When I bought the product, there's a pop-up that says, if you like our foundation and you review it on TikTok, let us know. We might buy it from you.
Buy what from you?
The video.
Give you.
She's like, $1 every 100 views.
I saw this on TikTok.
Yes, dude. And a lot of people were being like, well, is this why like their views are really positive? Because they're trying to get bought in some way.
I think there was a girl that like worked for Sephora.
Yes.
And she was going to buy it herself.
Okay.
And then she saw that pop-up too.
Yes, I saw the pop-up and I was like, whoa. Oh, whoa. Because a lot of people were saying like
baiting for good reviews.
It's almost like baiting for good reviews. And it's like the pop-up was like the person being like, oh, I love this foundation because X, Y, and Z. Da, da, da. And it's like, okay, are you...
See, that's when this becomes a little more.
It becomes a little hairier. I feel like it becomes a little hairier because I think a lot of people were giving people shit for negative reviews.
Yeah.
Because it became this like, oh, you're using it wrong. You know what you're doing.
I believe Michaela also didn't love the foundation in her review. And it's like, why? Like, people are allowed to, whether you use it in a crazy way, let's say you use it in a normal way, it's like now we're not allowed to not like it or else just a hater. And see, that's what I don't like.
You're not a hater if you don't like a product.
Yeah.
It just means it doesn't work on you. You just don't like it. And the thing is too, what's like annoying me is people are like, oh, well, you didn't use the right primer for it. You use a water-based primer. You can do this X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, you shouldn't be able to have a product and use it and it just work naturally if you have nothing on your skin.
Right.
If you don't have any, like, I mean, I understand like a silicone water base. I get it.
Then it has to be sold together, or there should be a pop-up. Maybe that doesn't say, we'll buy your video. A pop-up that says, oh, you have to buy this type of primer to use it
too. Water-based primer to help with it. Because it's like a, you know what? This thing, it's opening worms in my head. I also saw this one video too of Bobby.
It's getting deep.
I'm like, wait a damn minute. I saw this video of Bobby and she was talking about how it separates, like the foundation separates, how
I did see that.
It goes from like, literally it can be like water and oil. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like that. And then you just mix it and it's fine. But when she was talking about it, it was kind of strange because she wasn't explaining anything about it. She wasn't saying like, oh, it's because there's like nothing, it's not sticking together because all the bad ingredients are gone.
Right.
And I was like, so there's no binder?
Like what?
So what's bad about it then? Like, yeah. Why did you make it this way? Like, what makes it bad if you have a binder in something, which are notoriously like not bad? Like, it's not bad to have something that sticks to each other. Mm-hmm. So why? Like, what was the reason?
Right. And it's like, that's not explained. It just doesn't stick together. It just separates.
Because we took out all, it's all good ingredients. That's what I'm confused about.
But break down what the bad ones are. Yeah.
So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to know what's going on with it.
See, that's where this gets hairy. And I just feel like I can't stand these situations online. They frustrate me because it becomes like, this is like the majority. Thanks, Meredith. A horrible person.
Horrible reviewer. Can't do makeup.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, no one else is allowed to have another opinion or else you're wrong. You must love this foundation mm-hmm. or else you're a hater. And this is where I'm like, okay, the internet takes it too far, man.
If you don't like something, you don't like something.
And that's what it is.
And if she used it the way that she likes to use things and it didn't work the way she likes to use it, then she's not going to like it.
Period. Even the fact she did like the make good video, it's like, we're good. Let's move on.
Let's move forward. Everything is good. But yeah, it became like such a hairier situation than it needed to be. Because I think that it was very light shade.
Yeah.
Very light.
I genuinely think... Bobby Brown had a PR team that said, huh, this will be funny.
100%. I didn't think Bobby was like maliciously trying to like hurt her. No, I think it was just like, it was campy. It was a joke. Tell them about the shadow thing.
So I've experienced an influencer use one of my products mm-hmm. wrong before, give me a bad review, get a ton of reviews on it. But let me just say this. If I made a video mocking them, my ass would have been tore up for it. And mm-hmm. it's like, you can't do that as a brand owner. Mm-hmm. Like there are ways to make a video defending your product and be like, well, it would work better if you use it like this. But like,
yes.
If I mock someone.
Yeah. Or using it in that way.
They
it
like becomes took like a fluffy blending brush and rubbed it all around this. In a shimmer mm-hmm. eyeshadow. And
years ago.
And like flinging it everywhere. I was like, see, told you it's not pigmented. Yeah. This was like 100 years ago, guys. So water under the bridge. But I'm like, well, that's not how you use shimmers. Or if you want the pigmented payoff, that's not how anyone would use a shimmer. But it was just like clear.
The fact that the person used a fluffy blender.
But this like girl poofy. Like does makeup. So I was kind of.
A poofy brush.
Yeah.
And went to a shimmer, a pressed shimmer. And was like this. That's not pigmented.
Yeah. Like I feel like it was more pigmented on her. You know, it's
oh, maybe pack it on. Like it's meant to be used.
I'm just like, now, come on now. But I let it go because as a brand owner, you have to just eat it sometimes. And just
sometimes I eat it and sometimes I don't eat it.
I eat it all the time.
I'm getting better at being a little bit more like
I would poised
and put together with like my responses and things like that. But like, so it's sometimes I do struggle with if people are perceiving something the wrong way, like how I not don't want it to be perceived, and they're using something wrong, and then they're blaming me for it, all these kind of things, I'll be like, I'll get defensive and I'll get frustrated because I worked so hard on this product, and I can't help but getting annoyed if someone's gonna put a fluffy brush into my shimmer mm-hmm. and make it not pigmented, it doesn't really work because you didn't use it right.
Yeah,
that's why I want to say, but like, oh, because you didn't know what you're doing.
You're out here giving a review.
But you're giving a review on the product,
but. You know, but like in my eyes, I'm like, well, what if that person did a make good and used it correctly and then mm-hmm. was just like, I still don't like it. Okay. I feel like that's super fair.
Totally.
Like super, super fair.
I completely agree. And that's what I agree with too. But what I'm trying to say is that I understand where Bobby could be coming from mm-hmm. on that point of it. Cause like I've had moments where I'm like, okay, girl. Well, like clearly we just don't know what's going on here. Even if like I've explained, even if all these situations X, Y, and Z and people just don't get it and they just don't use it the way that I would like it to be used, then I can't help but get slightly frustrated by it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like I can see where she's coming from.
Super frustrating.
You know what I mean?
Super, super frustrating. I'm sure it was frustrating for her to watch that video. You know, that's why she did the shade. That's video,
the lightweight, the light shade.
The light shade. But baby, it was light shade.
It was light shade. It's, but it all turned good. Into something crazy.
I actually think Bobby Brown and Meredith are friends.
I think so too. I think they're completely fine.
I do. I really do.
To be quite honest. And like, honestly, Bobby's such a fucking legend in the game. And she's been for fucking
she seems
eons,
really
years,
mature
years, years.
Even though she did totally. That like her vibe still seems mature.
Oh yeah, I mean it, I mean yeah, she's definitely, I think she's been doing it forever, and I think that when you get to a certain age and a certain point for doing something forever, you're just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
like you're just like, I'm gonna be campy, I'm gonna be shady, like I don't really give a shit about things.
Yeah,
you start to like, I think, care a little bit less and less and less as the years go by.
I think so too,
you know.
Yeah, well, is that it for today's episode?
I think that's it. I think gorgeous. That's it for today's epi.
Oh my gosh. Okay, if you stay to the end, I'm going to tell you where my shirt is from because it went viral on TikTok.
No,
this
it didn't.
Shirt. Yes, it did.
Shut up.
I think it's
I
so,
mean, honestly, I'm fucking obsessed with it. I think so it's so cute.
It was $100, so brace yourself.
Right, yes.
I was like,
gird your
Jesus.
Loins.
But I saw this girl buy it. I just did a TikTok like unboxing it and trying it on. So I was like, I'm going to wear it today. But
I'm obsessed with it, Laura. I'm not kidding.
Thank you.
I am obsessed.
It's called For Love and Lemons, and the website is so cute. And that's where the shirt's from, and it's adorable. But that's it for today.
I'm gonna go look. I'm literally going to search right now on yours.
On my Tiki Taki.
Yeah, and you go comment and like it real quick.
Thank you. Super cute stuff there. But anyways, guys.
So, oh my god, I saw the fucking First Girls video.
Yes, it
I
went
know,
so viral.
It looks so good. Good. Did she put like little things in her hair?
Uh-huh.
Like little, yep, I remember it. I love when I see shit like that, when it's like so not even like targeted towards me. And it's like, I'm like, oh, I love her little outfit.
That's TikTok mm-hmm. for ya. Well, that's it, guys.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening in. We'd love to hear your guys' opinions on everything. Of course, we love you. Thank you so much for all the penguin comments. Last, I was dying.
I was too. We saw
I'm
the
like,
penguins.
Y'all are some real ass bitches because we saw the penguins.
Honestly.
Like, I was like, oh. We got some real ass hoes up in here.
Well, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and like if you enjoyed today's episode. And we'll catch you in the next video.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.